Welcome to Your Highness Podcast. I'm your host, Diana Crash, and today I am joined by Olga Hall, aka the cannabis nurse. How are you doing today, Olga?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great, especially now that I'm talking to you.
God, please.
So we're going to start this episode, as we do every episode, with our recurring segment, Fave Pot, Fave Not Pot, where we talk about our favorite cannabis-related item at the moment and our fave non-cannabis-related item. So I am going to start. Mine is like pretty general. In both of these, I'm going to be pretty general today and not say a specific brand or anything like that. My fave pot is RSO because it was a game changer for me when I discovered it years ago with the help of my husband. And it's pretty much what I rely on every day to be able to get through the day without being in severe pain, you know, intractable pain. It's like seriously so much. And getting over any kind of virus, it helps me so much.
Agreed. Oh my gosh, RSO is a lifesaver. It's just a lifesaver.
Right? So what's your fave pot right now?
I would have to, you know, in that same vein, I would have to say Terpsap. I do love RSO, but it's hard for me to use during the day.
Yes.
Because of how heavy it is. And I'm one of those people that is real lightweight on edibles, even after all these years. So Terpsap is a little more strain specific.
Yes, I love Terpsap. So, not to cut you off, it just wasn't available, the one I liked. So
gotcha.
I've been using. I do like the Terpsap a lot, though. I'm glad you brought that up.
I love it. I love because you know you get your indicas for nighttime, you get your sativas for daytime. I usually like a high, but I don't really pull the sativas too much. But you get like real, and they're so terp heavy. I love it. So yeah, that's definitely my product.
They are really good. And you can, I feel like with Terpsap, you can use a little bit extra and not be like on the floor, you know?
Exactly.
So my fave not pot right now is, again, I'm being really general because I don't know the brand I just used, but is Grow Blocks. These grow blocks that are becoming more popular so that you can grow your own mushrooms at home. I tried to grow lion's mane. It didn't work out, but I realized where I went wrong. So I'm going to try it again. And I have a cordyceps one. I have to wait for the weather to change a little bit for that. But it's fairly easy. The cordyceps one's a little bit more like a science project.
Okay. It's still very cool.
I shouldn't say easy because I didn't do it successfully yet, but...
Still, I mean, you're getting there. That's amazing. And that's the thing I want to do too, is get some mushrooms going at home. That's really cool.
Yes, I would love to make a lion's mane tincture. I have one right now from another company, and it just really helps my brain fire on some of the synapses.
Right.
Not
every
all
now
of
and
them,
again.
But
sometimes.
So, what's your fave not pot?
Oh, that's a great question. I think, you know what, oddly enough, the herbal section at Trader Joe's, this is going to be, or at mom's grocery, you know, those little mom grocery stores, they have a really good herbal supplement section. And they're just like maybe $3 a bottle. Is really great. It's if you ever want to try any herbal supplement that you know you've seen online or you've seen somebody talk about, they're just very affordable as opposed to going to the CVS or something. So that's a thing. I'm like, ooh, I'll try this week. And you know, sometimes it doesn't work out. Sometimes I'll try an herb and I'm like, okay, that's not, you know, or you know, put me to sleep during the day or whatever. But you know, it's cool to try different ones, make up different blends for achy day, you know, fibro flare day, you know, brain fog day.
I love that. I love Trader Joe's. I wish it was closer to me. I have requested them to become, you know, they used to have a thing where you could go online and be like, do you want one near us? And I like every week we go on and be like, yes, I do. Please.
Oh my gosh.
But
there isn't one up here, is there? I'm still driving back to College Park to go to the one I used to go to down there. That was like my shopping spot. So
there's
not one up in Baltimore.
Yeah, there's one in Towson. Sorry, people that aren't local to Maryland who are listening. Anyway, Trader Joe's, we need more of them. It's It's the moral of the story.
Definitely. Right, like.
Ever feel like life's stress gets to be too much? Welcome to Mitra Gaia, your natural wellness partner. We are the number one rated provider of Kratom, a 100% natural plant-based solution used in Asia for centuries to help increase focus, energy, and relaxation. Want to know more? Use the code YHPOD to get 10% off your first order today. That's mitragaya.com and code YHPOD for 10% off. So speaking of stories, you have quite a big one to tell about a recent experience that you had with a dispensary. Did you want to name them? Do you care?
It doesn't matter at this
point. I'm looking at the last post right now, so it's online.
Like everybody is well aware that it was Gold Leaf, but back in, oh my gosh, 2019.
Wow.
I was in one of the groups and I saw a young woman had posted an article saying that this dispensary owner was like bullying her because she reposted an article about him in an EEOC lawsuit. So I just happened to look it up and I was like, oh, that's a thing. This owner that he, at the time he was right before he had opened the dispensary, the MMCC gave a license to somebody that they honestly shouldn't have given a license to because he had this open EEOC lawsuit and that he ended up having to pay $300,000 out for. It was a car wash at the time.
What's an EEOC? I'm sorry to cut you off.
Oh, yeah, it's the Equal Opportunity.
Okay. Commission. That's what I thought, but I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah,
okay.
like he did a bunch of discriminatory actions towards his employees because they were Hispanic.
Oof.
So we fast forward. We just kind of, I don't know. I reposted after that girl in 2019 posted that. I don't know. He sent something to her, so I reposted it because. Why not? Right.
Yeah.
And he called my phone like out of the random blue. And I was like, how did you get my phone number? And he refused to tell me. And he just was like, you know, I don't appreciate you reposting this. And I don't know who he thought I was, but I was like, I'm not the kind of person you can call my phone and intimidate me. That's
right.
Absolutely absurd. So anyway, at the end of that conversation, we just kind of were like, whatever, I'll drop it. I started getting reports from patients once I started doing certifications last year.
The medical cannabis certifications.
Right, medical cannabis certifications. 10, 12, 15 patients coming back and telling me that they would go to Gold Leaf and be told that their card was not active. So many patients, in fact, that it started looking like a scam, right? It started looking like, wow, they're doing this on purpose. So that they can charge the extra money to these patients. I don't know if that's true. I'm not saying that that's true, but that's how it looked from my perspective because it was so many patients and it was only one dispensary that this kept happening at over and over and over again. Okay. So I'd never been in this dispensary since they opened. So I figured, you know what? I was out in Annapolis one day. I'll stop by and see for myself. So I go and you get to the door and they're very nice. The staff is very nice. They were like, you know, they were very apologetic. They were like, there's no ATM on site. You're going to have to go across the parking lot, you know, to one of the stores behind the dispensary and get some cash and come back, whatever. Okay. So I go to walk across the parking lot. There's a little old lady walking across the parking lot, like a couple feet away from me. She's walking, she's got this roll, you know, one of those four-prong canes.
Yeah.
And she's going, and of course she trips and falls in the parking lot. So me and her, I guess it was her son or her grandson, like pulls over in the car and we're trying to scoop this woman back up into her car. She never did get to make her purchase, okay? We get her back in the car. He was like, oh, I'm going to take her to the hospital. She's like, no, take me home. I'm annoyed because it's my off time. I'm providing free nursing services in the parking lot. Not that I mind, but because you're too lazy to put a ATM in your dispensary.
Mm-hmm. Probably cheap too.
Right. So I figure, you know, that's ridiculous. I'll go ahead and just, the post that I put up, I didn't tag them. I just was saying in general, all dispensaries at this point should have an ATM on site. I've not been to any other dispensary that doesn't have an ATM on site. So I just can't see a reason for it, or it doesn't have some kind of card reader. Every dispensary that I've been to, and I've been to most of them, have had that for some years. Mm-hmm. So I put up a post, just in general post. Nobody was tagged. Here comes the owner. Just a paragraph of bullshit. Just nonsense.
In the comment section?
Yeah, just, and then just keeps commenting, keeps commenting. I never even tagged your dispensary, dude. So what is all this about, right? So I take one of his comments and I put it up as a post and I respond to it. There's an R. Kelly song playing in the background. And I explained to everybody why I, you know, had said this, these things about this dispensary in the first place, right? Because this guy should have never been given his license to start with. And even after all these years, it's just the same greedy fuckery that is unnecessary, and people are physically getting hurt from it. And instead of just saying, wow, that sucks, can we talk further about that? He just goes for the attack. So I was like, okay, whatever. So I put the next post up, has this R. Kelly song playing in the background. I'm gonna buy me a gun and I'm gonna set this MF-er off. Again, nobody was named. No dispensary was named. No person was named. They call the police and tell the police that I threatened their dispensary by saying I was going to get a gun and shoot the place up. That was never said.
Wow.
So the cops show up at my house. Actually, they told me it was a wellness check. They actually were there to arrest me. because they were told that there was a threat, that I called and threatened this business. That's what they were told. They were told that I called and threatened this business with a gun. So when I had to explain to these police that it's not at all what happened, I invited them in. I showed them the video on my Instagram, and they were like, whoa, we didn't realize that's what this was. We're sorry. And they backed out. The cop in Annapolis went ahead and filed the charges anyway. He put a whole bunch of lies on the statement, on the charging statement, which just cracked me up. But I guess if you look through my Instagram and you're a cop, you probably would then go ahead and put a few lies on the charging statement. But it doesn't really matter. He can lie all he wants, because at the end of the day, I didn't threaten anybody. You know what I mean? So like, he's like, well, they can interpret that as a threat. So could literally everybody else on earth. It wasn't towards anybody. So for them to keep saying that it was towards them, that's on them. But, you know, we'll go to court and that's fine.
That's wild, because if you call them and say that someone's harassing you.
Yeah, they won't say, do shit.
Right. They'll say, oh, no, something has to happen. But yeah, what, because so, it's a business?
I who knows? I mean, we do know that they love to protect business. But honestly, again, if the cops, this is not the first, like the cops. Cops don't like me.
No.
That's not it's not something new. It's not something like, it's just a thing. It's a thing. I can, you know, the day that the cops busted my house, it was 2020, actually. We were living in Largo, and the police were looking for somebody in the area that had committed an armed robbery. It was not my son. But the people in the front office said, well, it might be this guy that lives in this unit. That happened to be the unit that I lived in. My son was living there with me. They could have just knocked on the door, right? Like, they could have just knocked on the door, but they didn't do that. They busted the house at 5 a.m. with SWAT team.
Wow.
And dragged me out of bed by my foot. Like, it was just crazy. They trashed the house. They kicked holes in the walls. They tore the doors off the hinges.
Oh, that's so terrible. I'm so sorry.
Like, it was just really ridiculous. And this is just cops, though, like, and over and over again. So I understand that police are just what they are. So, but.
Right, exactly.
Right, you know. And the lawyer is like, it's a shame but the lawyer is like, it's going to get dropped. So it's not a big deal, because you didn't threaten anybody. It's just a song. It's not actually a threat towards anyone. So,
Wow, and all because you were just, like, slightly critical of, not even, like, barely. You just told the truth about what was happening.
And I will continue to tell the truth, and he can continue to call the cops, but he's a grifter, and yeah. he's gross, and he does really disgusting things. And people actually, I actually witnessed someone getting physically harmed from his disgusting business habits. So, wow. you know, I don't know.
And I'm sure we just scratched the surface, you know?
Right. So, I mean, he's just going to have to stay mad about that.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think that's like compared to, or what was that experience compared to the rest of your, because you said you've been to a lot of the dispensaries, if not all of them in the state of Maryland.
Most of them.
What's your general take on Maryland dispensaries?
Wow, it's very hit or miss. I personally have a lot of anxiety. So I find it hard to go places where I know that it's going to be difficult, right? Especially when you're spending a lot of money. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to go someplace, I'm going to drop $400 or $500 and the person behind the counter is giving me attitude for no reason, I am going to lose my shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to skip out, and then I'm going to be labeled this horrible person, as opposed to you're just an asshole and your staff is poorly trained, right? Like, I get tired of that. Mm-hmm. I'm not naming any place in particular. Even Gold Leaf, the staff was lovely. The amount of patients that I get as, you know, like medical certification patients, medical, you know, cannabis certification patients that are chronic pain patients is probably like 80% of them. Or some type of chronic pain. Almost none of them have heard of RSO. So I don't understand what is happening. I know that they're, and they'll be like, I asked the bud tender for recommendations and they gave me these sunnies. Why? Not that there's anything wrong with sunnies, but it's not RSO.
Right.
You know, they're not that there's anything wrong with Curio Chews, but it's not RSO.
Oh, no. Not also, even close. And I really do like those, actually.
Right. Right. Like, they're all fine. Discos, they're great. Actually, discos do have RSO in them, so I do like them. Oh, but yeah. I also like just
they're hard to find,
RSO
though. They're hard to find.
They have RSO.
Yeah. Yep. And that's the thing, the availability, like, that's probably something you deal with quite a bit with your patients, consistent availability.
I do have, like there's specific dispensaries in at least a couple of areas I know that are always going to be stocked on certain things, you know, like, I hate to shout out anybody, but I'd say Peak Relief is one that stays really well stocked on medical type items. Like, they always have a nice range of topicals. They always have a nice range of tablets and capsules, tinctures. Because a lot of places I've seen don't carry any of those things. They also had, which I couldn't find anywhere, that transdermal gel.
Oh, yeah, the Mary's
They one? Actually had it. Yeah, they actually had it there. So they carry a nice range of medical products. That's one dispensary just off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Greenhouse is usually pretty good with their, they have an extensive menu with a lot of good medical products, too.
I've never been there.
So that's just two off the top of my head. You know, I hate to cash out now. Any business,
oh, yeah. But I wasn't meaning for you to specifically.
But just like, there are a few places that are a little more medical focused as opposed to rec focused. And I'm not critiquing either way. You know what I mean? I still think I do. I think recreational weed is medical weed. You know what I mean? It's all medical at the end of the day.
Absolutely. So if you feel comfortable answering this, and if not, you can just say so, obviously. But what is your dream scenario for your patients dispensary wise?
That's a great question. You know, my dream scenario it's not even so much dispensary wise. It's more systemic. I would like for patients, because realistically it's a capitalistic society. So it's unrealistic for me to say, I would love to have, you know, ounces priced the same way that they are in Oregon. The NMCC isn't going to allow as many grows here, so we're not going to get that kind of competitive pricing, and it's unrealistic for me to ever wish for that. Just not going to happen.
Yeah.
But things that could happen, theoretically, if Joe Biden gets up off his wrinkly keister and maybe I know they're not going to deschedule it.
Right.
There's no money in that.
No.
But if he could at least schedule it, right, then we can get insurance to cover it. And then patients will have a lot more accessibility because pricing is a huge issue right now. And like I said, I'm not even faulting the businesses. People do what they do. And to point my finger at one greedy business would be, you know, I'd have all my fingers pointed all the time at everybody, right?
Right.
But it would be nice if the patients could get a break in their costs. So I would love to see more medical type of benefits like that, like, you know, just like they do for my addicts, right? Like they, yeah. If you're an addict and you're in Maryland and you're a single adult with no child, you could still get Medicaid. Mm-hmm. You can get on Medicaid with no issue, actually. And then go to rehab, get drugs, your substance use drugs, you get methadone, you get Suboxone. I would love to see cannabis like that.
That would be amazing.
You've got the, just like the MMCC has these diagnoses, you've got your diagnosis.
Can you imagine if Medicaid covered cannabis?
That's what I would love to see. Yeah, that's realistic, right? If they would ever just reschedule it, you don't even have to deschedule it. We'll just keep fighting for that somewhere down the road, but just reschedule it. Put it on the effing schedule, right? So everything else that's on the schedule goes through insurance.
Absolutely.
Everything, literally everything else. OxyContin, Valium, Suboxone, everything else you can put through insurance. If they just put it on the drug schedule, we can bill it to our insurance, get it reimbursed, use your little FSA cards, your HSA cards to pay for it. That will help people immensely,
yes.
Immensely.
And that's 100%.
The thing that I'm, so that's like the thing I want to see is even if I, like I said, realistic, of course I want it descheduled, but
right.
Like, you know, I also would like the world to stop war, you know?
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like I'd like a lot
know,
of it,
right?
Descheduling is not real.
I know. I'm always like, well, I'm anti-war, but that's not realistic.
It's simply not real. Yeah. It's just, unless there's like some kind of disease that I don't even know. Cause I feel like it would kill all of us.
Yeah. Right. So. Well, speaking of disease and medical and all that, let's, before we go, tell people what you do and where they can find you.
Yes. Okay. So I have a little medical cannabis certification business. It's Ananda Holistics and Primary Care. You can find me online at www.anandaholisticsandwellness.com. That's where you can book the recertifications, $45. I am the cheapest in the state. Actually, I think there is another nurse practitioner that does $45 recerts, but I am the cheapest for new certs at $70. And also can do like prescription management and stuff like that. And hopefully we'll have the primary care business up and running within the next month as well. So
Wow. People
can get holistic primary care. I am not a big narcotic person. So if it's just narcotics management you want, I am not your person.
Right. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
All right. I love that a lot. I love to hear that in Maryland. I mean, we need so much of that here.
Yeah. If you stepped over as many addicts as I did on the way to work, you'd get it. So, yeah.
Oof, I know. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining me. Come back anytime.
Thank you for having me. Oh, my gosh.
I appreciate you. Thank you for listening. Until next time, stay high and beautiful. This episode was produced by Your Highness Media. Audio editing by J.R. Crash. Intro music by Your Mom Likes My Music. Subscribe to our Substack, Your Highness Newsletter, for the latest announcements and event updates.